For more than 25 years, Lucas McFadden of Los Angeles, better known as Cut Chemist, has carved out a reputation as a gifted DJ and adventurous explorer of musical styles from around the world. His latest album, Die Cut, puts some of those influences into his spin cycle. Reviewer Oliver Wang says this is one musical experience where it pays to listen closely.
Ladies and gentlemen.
When Cut Chemist first emerged out of LA's hip-hop underground, he was already a sampling savant and purveyor of pastiche.
Hold it a minute, folks. But are you familiar with a jam called?
So if it's great jam you're after, try this one.
Through his music, you can trace a lineage back to the musique concrète composers of post-war Europe who experimented with tape loops and synthesized sound, up through the pioneering rap remixers of the 1980s like Cold Cut and Double Dean and Steinsky. The creative philosophy uniting these generations was simple. All sounds in the world exist to be atomized, amalgamated, alchemized.
I mean, I felt like vomiting. I felt like laughing. I felt like crying.
You shouldn't be here. Get out of here, you hippie.
People get ready.
I got a weapon.
This cut-and-paste pedigree continues to be at the heart of Cut Chemist's craft, though he's gotten far more sophisticated at hiding the seams. On Die Cut, he's still working with samples, but he's also collaborating with musicians, rappers, and singers to explore an expansive range of sonic textures and moods.
And if I die, if I D-Y-E, will I be buried?
Here, he invites avant-garde drummer D'Anthony Parks to join him in a raucous polyrhythmic pairing. No less striking is hearing one of Cut's favorite MC partners, Hymnal, warbling over electrified steel guitar.
Sunshine in rain, plain Jane,
skipping by and gone like rocks across a lake.
Plain Jane, forever the same, forever remained in my picture frame.
Cut Chemist also layers a dense burble of beats under indie pop singer Laura Darlington's melancholic vocals. The album isn't meant to work at the middle distance. This isn't background music. Rather, it's an album that rewards close attention, just to pick up on all the minute details that Cut Chemist works into any given moment. There's a dynamic momentum that sweeps through Die Cut, where small rhythmic patterns, instruments, and sound effects burst into frame and then exit just as quickly. It's a mercurial, at times turbulent experience, but like staring at ocean droplets under a microscope, the deeper you go, the more you find teeming with life.
Our reviewer, Oliver Wang, is a professor of sociology at Cal State Long Beach. He co-hosts the music podcast, Heat Rocks.